Welcome to the BetCast Ledger, where, as always, we give a report on the podcast ecosystem because I love podcasts. I love listening to podcasts. I love sports gambling. I love sports gambling podcasts. So the BetCast Ledger is the place to go if you want an insight on how the podcast world is doing on their picks. This is what we're doing here. And we just posted another weekly report. It is World Cup 2026, the betting podcast semifinal. So we've been tracking generated bets at the beginning of the World Cup. This report says June 11th to June 12th. So this does not include the two games that we saw the past couple of days. So sorry about that. But I wanted to get a good stopping point and just look at the numbers, look at the report, and see how they did. But before we even get into that, before we even get into the report itself, which is why we're here, not only, there are some other things that always come to mind, but I just want to give a little, some updates in regards to the system, in regards to what we're doing and other things in of that nature before we actually get into the report. So I want to go off script here. Well, shoot, I always go. There is no script. What am I talking about? I'm just here talking how I want to talk. Whatever comes to mind. But again, hey, I use the report as the basis for the conversation. There's a lot going on with BetCast, a lot. And we're hoping a lot continues to go on. So the last report, or I should say, sorry, well, the last podcast for the last report. Oh, I will say this too. I right now, every podcast is sort of tethered to a report. But hey, the more I really legitimately enjoy doing these podcasts more than I thought I would like it. I'm thinking maybe it could be a hassle. But now that I've done it, this would be number three. Gosh, I love it. I had a podcast years ago, back in the early days. This is probably, and I won't tell this story today. I'll probably tell the story later. But this is technically my, I guess this would be my third attempt at a podcast. And this so far has been the funnest it's been. Although I don't want to take away, shout out to the Sphere Show. That was great too, but this has really been a blast. I've made it super easy to do. All I have to do is, record, and I have other, you know, skills, cause I do leverage AI a lot. I'm very pro AI. The name of the site is BetCast AI. Although there's a part of me that's like, that just wants to stick with BetCast because I still don't know how everybody feels about AI, whether it scares them or it gives credibility or not credibility, however the case may be. There is a level of AI integration with the application. So it does leverage LLMs, large language models. It leverages AI to do a lot of the bet analysis. I shouldn't say the bet analysis. What it's actually being leveraged to analyze transcripts and extract betting insights. That's the better way to put it. But nonetheless, back to what I was talking about. So, love the podcast. Love doing it. Probably will sprinkle in more because one big thing I've done is made it super easy to get this podcast out the door. Like I said, I'm very pro AI. I leverage what I can leverage. And so all I got to do is do the audio. I have an AI skill that adds the music to the front, to the back, gives it some, you know, default cleanup. And then I have another skill that publishes, and then boom, it's out there. So I love it. I love doing the pod. I look forward to doing it. And that means I'm probably going to do a lot more of them. But anyways, back to what I was saying, last week's report slash podcast, I went into detail about the attribution and making sure that the system because I want the system's supposed to be, and it will be, and it will thrive based off the credibility. The credibility really matters. And so I did a lot of work recently to increase that credibility by adding receipts in a trail, a data trail, data crumbs, breadcrumbs that start with the transcript. It goes from the transcript to the episode to the podcast. And well, you know what? Let's take that back and explain it a little bit better. So yeah, the starting point is the episode. Okay. The transcripts is looking for episodes based off the podcast that we have in our database that is tied to a particular sport. Okay, so the data trail starts with the episode that ties to the podcast, and then the podcast ties to the bet, and then the bet gets settled. And then so whenever the system, or whenever we're doing a report, or you're looking at the leaderboard, or you're looking at the rankings, whatever the case may be, and also looking at the, you know, each podcast will have a betting profile. So when you're looking at their profile, for example, every pick you see can be traced via those breadcrumbs that we were just talking about, that data trail, and all the way to the point of here's the actual, you know, part transcript, like the quote that this came from. And so that's important because I don't want to be out here just willy-nilly talking about, hey, you know, this podcast said this, like this podcast said that, all this and saying, you know, because it has to be credible. I have to be able to 100% make sure that the settled bet is the settled bet by that particular podcast. And then you can know the episode and so on and so forth. Again, that's not all, you know, the data trail is not public. So that's something that can be given directly to a podcast host. If they want that data trail, I can give it to them. But it's there. And, you know, again, I'm just a messenger of the data. That's it. I am the bridge to the data. I'm giving the data some color. I'm a color by color analyst. And so that's why, again, we're here. And so let's see. The report, that was what we talked about last week with the credibility and the attribution. And again, super, super important as we move forward. And also, I just want to express to, you know what? I'll get into that later. But for now, this week, got some new technical updates that are super important to continue to strive for our goal, which is the de facto place that's tracking podcast host picks. We create profiles for them. Ultimately, we love for these for podcast hosts to link back to your profile, or to link back to really to your profile, to use the show notes generator. I recently updated the profile pages. That's also important. Like I recently updated the pages to include some data at the bottom. So now you can see a show notes line. So you can copy that. You can put that directly into your show notes. And that just, it just links back to your particular profile that shows your record. If you have a website, I have some fancy HTML that you can actually embed, you know, and it tracks it. It will update dynamically. It shows your record. It shows your percentage. It shows your ranking. And then I have a record card, which I actually don't think that probably be the least used, if I'm being honest, but it's there. That's for social media. Like if you want to post something, you want to brag about your record, there it is. So that was added, and you know, I'm going to improve upon that. It's just kind of a version one. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create buzz. We're trying to create a community. We're trying to have something else to talk about. And yes, that is exactly what we're trying to do here. So, yeah, that was a new addition. And since I'm here and since I'm talking about profiles, yeah, what is a betting profile? I got this question in some email outreach. And I think it's actually important to note that the profile is the sort of public page that has a little bit of information about your podcast. It has your betting record. It has your win rate, your overall decisions. It has some information about the episodes that you've had, the amount of episodes that you've published and your last posted. And most importantly, it has your most recent settled picks and your different badges that you have. And right now the badges are just like, hey, you're number three overall, you're number one in World Cup, whatever the case may be. And then there's some, you know, similar podcasts there at the bottom. And then there you can see all the stuff that I mentioned about how to share your record and things like that. But yeah, this is what you would share, you know, as a promotion for your podcast and your betting profile. And it gives people a sense of, oh, man, X, Y, and Z podcast is killing it on this. And, you know, maybe I'll listen to their picks more or whatever the case may be. So it really gives credibility and authenticity to the pick. So again, I'm going to go over this over and over, you know, until it sticks. So a lot of this stuff will be repetitive. So if you listen to any of my first two episodes, I probably talked about this. If you listen to future episodes, I'm probably going to talk about these things. And we'll see when I feel like stopping. We'll see. So the last podcast, I took a little break to take a sip of coffee. Now I'm doing a little bit of water. So here's a little water sip right quick. Yes, the mouth gets dry when you're going on rants. The type of rants I'm going on, just nonstop, freestyling on the mic. Anyway, so to some of the more important updates. Last week was about attribution. This week is another big important update. And something that I didn't realize, so I want to give a little shout out to a podcast. And I want to get the name right, actually. So let me pull it up properly. And Just Win Bets Baby, okay? So I got some information and was talking to the podcast host via email, and they mentioned that they, you know, put out X amount of podcasts a week, and I noticed that we only had 6 decisions for them. And so, you know, based off the volume that was reported, I thought that we didn't have a lot of data on them. And so this spawned this new change that I'm super excited about, which is, and again, this is very deep, very technical, so I won't take you down the technical rabbit hole here. I'll just mention that when I first started Betcast, okay, the initial push was about trying to extract insights, betting insights from the sort of array of podcast transcripts and spit out this beautiful betting card that would basically give you a buffet of bets that you can chew on and do what you want with. Tell it, go against it, because I started to add different features like checking the live odds and all that stuff. And that was great. And I still, you know, I continue to iterate on that and improve on that. And that was what the main purpose was. And so by implementation, there's a lot of aggregation that happens to create a nice, beautiful betting slip. Because I didn't want to create a card that has 1,000 bets or 100 bets or whatever, all these different random. So there was a lot of, like I said, I think aggregation is the best word. We, you know, dropping of bets maybe is another good word, good way to put it. And so because of that, a lot of bets never got picked up. And like I said, initially that was okay because you can only fit so many bets on a betting card. And that still exists. So, you know, that's still there. That will still get improved upon. So you can still, like I always talk about, the UI tool is still there that actually spits out a beautiful betting card. I like that buffet analogy, a buffet of bets. I like that. Let me keep that somewhere so I can remember it. Anyways, so that was the initial pursuit. And ultimately, as the, you know, project started to iterate, as the project started to evolve, I saw a lot of value in the data. And so I ended up adding sort of this auto generation of creating cards. And that was a great idea because it started to make it to where I didn't need users anymore to sign in and generate cards. I started to see value in the data that it was producing. And so I set it up to auto-generate betting cards across each and every sport. And I had this auto-generation and it would go three times a day, I believe. And like I said, it was great. It was tracking data. Things were wonderful, beautiful. I was like, man, this is actually that move is what is the foundation for these reports, is the foundation for the rankings. It's the foundation for the betting profile page. And so, again, there was a blind spot because what I didn't realize was that the auto generation was still trying to fit all these bets into a nice betting card. And so I started to realize that, and again, thanks to Just Win Bets Baby, and I started to maybe not realize, but I started to dig a little bit deeper into some of the logic, into how we were processing, how we were creating the aggregation. And I realized that there was a lot of stipulations. I won't go into super detail, but there was a lot of stipulations that a bet had to hit to actually end up on a card. Like, for example, a new episode had to be sort of published within the 24-hour window. So that was one criteria. The next criteria is that it had to have, this was the key part because, you know, transcripts aren't necessarily available immediately. So I would do a scan, the auto generation would do a scan, and if there was no podcast there, or I'm sorry, if there was no episode, let me take that back. Sorry. If there was no transcript available at that time for that episode, it would get skipped. And then so if it went outside the 24-hour window, like on the next scan, if for whatever reason it slipped out of that window of auto runs, like if it was too old, basically, then it would just be lost forever. Even though it was the latest episode, even though it should have been part of the transcripts, because there was no actual transcript available, it just gets lost. So I'm very happy to report, to express, and again, I'll keep going over this in future episodes, that we are now sort of keeping a ledger, and the auto generation now has a different function. And so I've separated, the data gathering and the UI tool as two separate things. So we have one lane, which is the UI tool, which is the generation of bets, buffet of bets, based off a sport and based off, well, it could be multiple sports if you want to pick, but those who use the UI tool will know that. But it will give you a nice betting card based off everything that it has analyzing. And like I said, that will stay the same. And that will serve the purpose of really compacting everything into one nice betting card. Because like I said, a betting card, I should give some history. Like the betting card was originally supposed to be like a betting session, you know? There's lots of rules, gambling standards about how much you should put, like how many units you should put on a particular, you know, game or you know, series of games, whatever the case may be. I think the cap is around 18 U. So if you're going by 1 U equals 1%, let's just say 20 for the sake of like easy number. So you don't want to bet more than 20% of your bankroll on any particular bet or any, you know, buffet of bets. I'm gonna play that. Y'all gonna hate me saying that eventually. But while it's hot, I'm gonna keep using it. And so that was the initial thought. And so because of that, you gotta cap it at 20. So there's lots of different like logic that goes into how a podcast ends up on a betting card, which should be different than what I'm really trying to do with the data, which is track as many valid bets as I can, which is now what the auto generation system will be doing. So before, the auto generated system was still trying to create betting cards. And that's really just for visual users. That's really just for people who have created an account, who have logged in, who have played around with the system. They want a betting card. And trust me, I'm really hoping that's ultimately how the site will make money, is people will subscribe and generate cards. So that's what I'm hoping eventually people will really start doing. But like I said, this whole reporting, this whole leaderboard ecosystem is promoting that idea, because why would you want to generate a card if the cards aren't doing well? Again, we want winners. Again, you listen to betting podcasts because you want insight on picks. So here's a buffet of picks, and you want them to do well. Not only do you want them to do well, you want a way to track them, which is why there's a performance tracker that is a part of your dashboard. Again, that's for the UI users or the future UI users. But the auto-generated path should not care about trying to compact everything to a nice little betting card that nobody's going to see, because it runs underneath the hood. It runs behind the scenes. And so I finally realized that and I fixed it. You know, it's still in testing, so I'm hoping it to be ready by the next report. And what it will result in is more podcasts will get an opportunity to get analyzed for their picks to become valid. That's really what it does here. And that's super exciting because that is what this part of BetCast is all about, is getting the data, analyzing it, tracking it, and providing this fun thing to talk about: reports, rankings. I'm the best. Oh, are you really? What does BetCast say? BetCast says you're ranked number. You're not even on the leaderboard, bruh. Bruh. That's what the young kids say. Bruh. You're not even on the leaderboard. Or, you know, maybe a smaller podcast that doesn't have a lot of big audience, then maybe they're killing it. They're number two. And these bigger podcasts got more of an audience for what? They don't deserve it. I'm giving credibility where it belongs. So if you got a million listeners, if you got 500,000 listeners, but you're at the bottom of the leaderboard or you're not on the leaderboard, then shame on you. Shame on you for giving your audience bad picks. So we're here to elevate those that do well and shame those that do bad. And maybe shame is a bad word because, you know, it's nothing but love. Like I said, I'm just a bridge to the data. I'm not telling you to have bad picks. That's just what is resulting, which goes back to the whole thing about receipts, which is why it's important that I can provide this data trail. And now, as I just mentioned, the floodgates are more open. I will now be capturing more and more and more picks. Right after the World Cup, I'm going to be capturing more and more and more sports. So there will be a lot to consume. There'll be a lot to digest. And I'm here again as a color commentator to give you the insight. So yeah, I'm going to stop there because I could keep going about, you know, some of these things, but let's actually get to the report. Before we do that, let me, like, again, I'm recording late, not early in the morning where it'd be coffee. I'm late where it's water. So let me do that. Man, water never tasted so good. You know, one of these days, maybe when I take a breath to stop to drink water, that will be where I can input a sponsor or something. But hey, right now you're getting this pod ad free because, hey, truth be told, I don't have any advertisements to give you. And truth be told, I listen to a lot of podcasts. And I hate that pretty much you get the same ads across a lot of podcasts. I'm like, golly, I mean, ZipRecruiter, does every podcast have to do ZipRecruiter? So I will say this for fun. I think I only want to do ads for something that is not on any other. You, I'm saying it as if, like, you know, I have this huge array of options, but I'm just planting my flag now that I will only do ad reads for companies that are not on any other podcast. I want this to be the only place. Now, it's not, maybe, like, for the company, they want to be on every podcast. So I get that. But okay, let me just say this. I want to be the first. That'd be what I'll do. I'm always have a rotation of ads. I'm saying this right on the spot. I just came up with this. Every ad run that I do in the future, I will run that ad. Okay. The minute that they get to the minute that they get big enough, right, and they can go and multiple podcasts will run their ads, that's when I'll take them off and I'll bring in somebody new. So I want to be, hey, I'm the bridge to the data. Now I want to be a bridge to smaller entrepreneurs who are trying to get on the scene. I'm always going to have that opening door. So I'll be your first, basically, hey, reach out, joe@betcastai.com. That's the email. Send me an email. Talk to me. We can rap back and forth. And I want to be your first podcast ad. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just coming up with stuff on the fly. So my ad reads right now will be about how my future ad reads will actually be. And I'll be your first pod. I want to be your first. I don't want to be your second. I don't want to be your third. I'll be your first podcast that you want to add on. But the key is, once you get big, boom, next person up. Sounds good, doesn't it? Okay. Finally, to the report, I think, unless I have anything else. No, yeah, yes, we can segue to the report, which is about the World Cup, but I just want to have some quick commentary about the World Cup because it's been a blast to watch. I've loved watching it. This has been, like, I get excited about the World Cup as an American fan who loves sports, who specifically, particularly loves pro sports. I get excited about the World Cup. And I'm very typical and very cliche in regards to when the World Cup's over. I stopped caring about the World Cup. I stopped caring about soccer. I don't watch any soccer after the World Cup. I feel like during the World Cup, I have to call it football. In football americano. But at the end of the day, it's soccer, okay? I know the hardcore footballers hate it. They hate that we have come up with some term called soccer, which I don't know the history on. I'm not going to Google it right now. It won't be fun. Maybe I should. I'm not. Because it doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter. It's what we Americans call it. And there should be no harm in that. I mean, other countries call certain things different. Like, I think Englanders call an elevator a lift. You don't see, it's like the most common one. You don't see Americans like, why do you have to call it a lift? But for some reason, like, they hate that we Americans call it soccer. We don't call it football. And the truth is, we have something called football. See, that's maybe if we called the lift something else that was super important, maybe we wouldn't have a big gripe. But I guess maybe that's where the beef begins, is because we have taken the term to mean a totally different sport. And then it's funny because I'm watching the games, and some of the terminology in soccer match football. But ironic, like, I see when I watch soccer, and I also coach soccer, my youngest, shout out to Ara. I always felt like soccer and basketball have a lot in common in terms of, like, staying spread out. And because when you watch the World Cup, you see there's fast breaks. You got 3-on-2. You know, it's a fluid game back and forth. So I actually equate and think that soccer and basketball, there's, like I said, although there's 11 and 5, but there's a lot of similarities there, really. But again, it's the comparison to football, and one common term that stood out was tackle. So in soccer, you know, you got the ball, you're trying to get somewhere, and somebody takes the ball from you. And I feel like if they, especially if they take it aggressively, ooh, they call that a tackle. And I'm like, So we took tackle and we also applied it to football to mean to tackle someone we know brings them to the ground, which is hard to do, which is why we love the NFL. It is, and the NFL players will tell you this, it is hard to bring another grown man to the ground. But that's what you got to do in football. You got to tackle them. And then in soccer, you got to tackle them. But no, there's this, you know, condescending tone to Americans who like to call it soccer and who love football. But look, I'm not going to let that faze me because I love watching soccer every 4 years. And you're not going to stop me. You're not going to stop me from caring about loving soccer every 4 years and not giving a dang about it in the other parts. So that's why I think that's why it makes it so good, because it's really good. Like every 4 years, oh, God, it is fun to get excited. It's fun to think, oh, USA is about to win one. I love it. It's fun, really, truly. I love to see the camaraderie. I saw commercials. One commercial I love. It's fun when you see a commercial. You're like, that'll never happen. That doesn't happen. But boy, if it would, how cool would that be? But that doesn't happen, which is that commercial where there's a knock on the door. Hey, I'm your neighbor and we're watching the USA game and we got a USA soccer jersey on and we would love for you to come and watch the soccer game with us. And they come in, it's just great backyard of this great scene. Oh, come on, that's not real. Especially that couple, that old couple, that old lady, huh? She had that look on her face like, sure. I love that commercial because I love it because I wish that were true. And look, I'm not one to be pessimistic. I'm actually one who loves to look on the brighter side of things. So for me to say that doesn't happen is a little bit disingenuous, but come on. I mean, does it? I don't know. But anyways, it's fun to get excited about soccer. And it's sad because USA got booted, as it usually does, in awful fashion. It seems like every time we lose, it's bad. Either we just get beat up like we did this past time, or something weird and controversial, or just pure desperation. But yes, we love it, and it's coming to an end. And farewell to soccer, because yeah, after this Sunday, which, let's get the actual date here. What is Sunday? July 19th. So after July 19th, we can officially say a farewell to soccer. But look, hasn't happened yet, so I'm not going to say farewell. I'll save that for next week. But back to the report. World Cup 2026 semifinal preview. And so this report, I'm about to get into, I just want to mention that the future reports are, again, going to be a lot more expanded. There's going to be podcasts that may have never gotten mentioned are going to get mentioned, because it's going to be a lot more inclusive. Again, not trying to generate bets to fit into a betting card anymore. We've opened up Pandora's box. Yes. But to this report, we got 65 decisions. Again, this is only on World Cup picks. And it should also be noted that the system only extracted the sort of ABC bets, spreads, totals, money lines. Okay, no props. No anytime goal score. I don't think he even tried to generate parlays, okay? And that's because this is the first time this system, you know, expanded to soccer. And so this was sort of a test run to see, you know, how the automated system would work if we were able to, you know, validate these bets and settle these bets. And so as much as I just talked about how we're moving away from soccer, I'm sorry, as a country, we're giving a farewell to soccer. Betcast isn't. I personally won't be watching that much soccer. Maybe I will now, but I mean, NFL season's coming up. And that's scheduled TV right there. Okay? But Betcast will continue to track soccer across all the major leagues. So we'll be having reports on soccer. Like I said, in my personal life, I won't be watching much soccer. But in my Betcast podcast life, we'll talk about some stuff, because I'll have to if we do a report on the Premier League, for example. And, you know, there's lots of podcasts that talk about the Premier League. And truth be told, I keep talking about the NFL because, you know, NFL is king, and we're talking about America here, and it's the most popular sport in America, but it is not the most popular sport in the world. That belongs to soccer. Well, since I'm talking about the world, I'll say that belongs to football. And there's lots of heavy betting on football. So I mentioned that there's, 200? I'm tracking I'm tracking I got 260 podcasts correlated to NFL. That number may be even bigger with football, but we'll see. So we'll be talking about some soccer in the future. June 11th to July 12th, that's the window we have for this report. Specific to World Cup picks, we have 65 decisions, okay, across 6 different podcasts. So 6 podcasts contributed to this data. And they had a 60% win rate. That's good. That is good. I mentioned how the World Cup picks were killing it, but hey, 60% win rate. Like I said, anything above 50, a little small caveat. You know, it all depends on how many units you have. But typically, if you're hitting at a plus 50% rate, you're making money. That's what you want to do. You want to make money in gambling. And that's what drove a lot of this, is the wanting to actually, like, I enjoy gambling, but I would like to see if I can, I mean, stock is gambling. There's gambling that happens a lot. I love poker gambling. So why can't I actually make, I mean, there's ways to do it. You know, I've done it. I'm doing it. We can talk about some of the details later, but 60% is good. So we're featuring only 3, like I said, only 6 podcasts sort of made a betting card, got validated, and was settled. And so the top 3 this week for the World Cup, for the window of the World Cup up until these last 2 games, and there's still 2 more games too, because there's a third place game and there's a final. So there's still two more games left, and there was two games that it missed. So four games aren't included, and maybe we'll do a weekly. I may mention once the World Cup completes, I may have a little sprinkle on, you know, getting that last bit of data so we have a full, like, World Cup slate. But anyways, top three podcast. I think I've mentioned the soccer betting podcast before. They had a 71.4% win rate. They were 5-1 on money lines. So that's they were 10-4-4, 14 decisions. And like I said, that's important. Like the soccer betting podcast, you like 5-1 on money lines. I mean, you tell that you're making money. And if you happen to like that's 5-1. So six decisions. And let's say out of those six, you picked one. It would suck if it was the one that they missed, but 5-1 is a pretty good rate. So any of those five, you're putting a mega amount. Maybe you're getting ballsy. You're going to win. You're going to double your money, triple your money. So good job, Soccer Betting Podcast. The Early Edge comes in next. They had a 68.4% win rate with 19 decisions. So that's even, you know, more decisions means more variance for error. But no, they kept up pretty good. 13-6-2. They were 6-2 on money lines. Again, you're making money. You follow the Early Edge, you're going to make money when it comes to soccer. If you specifically follow the Early Edge and also the Soccer Betting Podcast, and you bet on their money line picks, you're going to be making money. So congratulations. Number three, Sports Gambling Podcast Network. They were 99, right at 50%, 18 decisions. Not as good as 71, 68, but they were also 5-3 on money lines. They were a little bit weak on spreads. That's what killed them. 2-5 on spreads. And so those are the top three right there. And they did good. Killed it. Especially the top two. I mean, 50%, I'm sorry. That's I mean, like I said, you did good on money line. So I guess you can say for the top three, look, if you were following Soccer Betting Podcast, if you was following the Early Edge, if you was following Sports Gambling Podcast Network, and you were following their money line picks, you were making money. Congratulations. It's fun to make money gambling on sports, in my opinion. And you're here to listen to my opinion. So my opinion matters right now. Smaller samples. So give some real good shout outs. To two podcasts, and one is a shout out, but you're probably not going to like it because the numbers don't favor you. But these get mentioned because they contributed to the data, but they don't have enough decisions yet to make the leaderboard, which is a minimum of 10 decisions qualifying line. So I'll start with Just Win Bets Baby. They had six decisions that we tracked. They were 4-2. And I just want to say I'm personally, and I've let them know that they're going to benefit, at least I don't know what the numbers will show because we'll see, but they're going to benefit from this recent change of opening up the auto generation to not compile to some, you know, 20U, 8-15U to 20U cap on a betting card. And so they're going to benefit because I'm going to have way more of their bets processed, analyzed. A set of, they have way more than six decisions. But unfortunately, they fell into the betting card issue to where they were getting pushed off the betting card. But that won't happen again because, again, or I said again too many times, that won't happen because auto generation will be all inclusive. So congrats to Just Win Bets, baby. Shout out to them. We may be hopefully creating a relationship because, again, you know, I talked about ad reads earlier, but I really want to create relationships with podcasts, and I'm hoping that you podcast hosts will read what we're doing here as an ad. Maybe you can say, hey, let's tune in and see where we are on Betcast and see the leaderboard. Just create some more talking points. That's what we're here to do. We're here to create conversation around the business of conversating. Number two, wager talk. Okay, three decisions, 2-1. Okay, not bad, not bad. And then unfortunately, we have Punza World Cup. They're 1-4. Five decisions, not good. So I'm just looking at their betting profile, and they had, looks like they had all moneyline picks, and they missed on all of them, except for two. They had the France moneyline against Morocco. They also had the Norway money line and the Switzerland money line lost. So because Switzerland lost to Argentina and Norway lost to England. Yeah. So now to close it on out, we'll just talk about some of the market breakdown here. Money lines again. Did the best, 21-11. Game totals, they were next, 7-5-2. Spreads were 50%. And win to nil, that was an interesting bet. That went 1-0. So if you, hey, if you've been betting win to nil with Spain, you're probably making money. And once again, which is very interesting, you know, these medium bets keep hitting. I mean, the medium bets in terms of the confidence signal. And again, just to let you know, the once a bet is generated, it gets a confidence score of high, medium, and low. And so medium got 72%, and that's interesting because you wouldn't expect those to hit at that type of clip. We have some unlabeled. I don't know why that's unlabeled. I actually got to dig into that. Note to myself. Low. Ooh, yeah. We expect low. 2-7. 22%. Terrible. But the thing that's the most shocking. Again, I'm just a bridge. I'm not telling you to follow every one of these bets. I'm just giving you the data. And the high bets went 1-3. Not good. Not good at all. So that sort of wraps up the report. Hope you enjoyed it. And I'm not sure what we have on the docket for next week because I've done an MLB report. I've done a weekly report. I've done a soccer report. So maybe we could jump back to weekly. We'll see. We'll see what the data presents. But thanks again for tuning into the Betcast Ledger. To all any future sponsors or advertisements, I don't know why I keep saying advertisements. It's advertisements. I feel sophisticated when I say tease, advertisements. But I want to be your first podcast, okay? I want to be your first podcast. So shout out Joe at betcastai.com. podcast host, let's create a relationship. I'm going to continue to reach out. I'm going to continue to express to you about the data. I'm going to continue to try to help you grow. Help me grow. Help us grow. Let's all grow. Let's grow together. And let's partake in the conversation. Sports gambling, sports. How well are you doing? And again, as always, holla. Thank you.